Welcome, welcome everyone. This is Nan Akasha and this is the Bliss Life Podcast. And this is part of our series on energetic solutions to real life challenges, problems, to manifesting goals and dreams, to freeing yourself from repetitive patterns and relationships, from cash flow issues, from self-esteem issues, from anything that is holding you back from being the most brilliant and fully present, fully empowered being that your soul intended. So let's look at our viewer submitted question on how do I? My name is Akasha or Nan Akasha and I'm very happy to be here with you. I'm the founder of Light Body Healing, Light Body School, and many other programs, meditations, courses, and retreats, combining 30-some years of master-level hypnotherapist, doctor of homeopathy, certification in dozens of healing modalities, teaching, creating online courses, becoming a best-selling author, and ultimately creating this portal where you can learn about who you are, how you work, how your mind works, how energy works, why you can or can't change your patterns, who you truly are, how to connect to the truth of who you are. So manifesting healing and spiritual growth is what we want to empower you and everyone else with. So let's take a look at the question. Suzanne was kind enough to ask, hello, Akasha, please, how do I find the confidence to speak up, express, and assert myself? An energetic solution to this lifelong and annoyingly repetitive problem would be most welcome. I would love to know how it would feel to move beyond this restriction and experience easy, joyful, and beneficial communication. Thank you, Suzanne. So I'm going to share a little tiny dip into some of the philosophy, some of the theory, some of the process and other things behind Light Body Healing because energy is everything. Your energy, I'm energy. There isn't anything that isn't energy. Everything you think is solid form is 99.99991% empty space or energy and thought. And so it doesn't matter how solid something seems, how permanent it seems, or how immovable, right, or immutable or unchangeable something seems, whether it's self-esteem issues, whether it's getting out of a job, moving to a new place, making more money, finding the love of your life, changing how you feel about yourself, discovering your true purpose, living joyfully every moment, whatever it is you want, there is an energetic solution. And the fact of the matter is that the field, the quantum field, the field of abundance, the field of infinite potential or possibilities, whatever you relate to its source, is a field of energy that has everything that is needed to create or uncreate anything you desire. Every possibility, every version of your life, every version of your cash flow, every version of your confidence, every version of your ability to speak up, to express yourself, to be seen, respected, and heard. Everything that is between you and experience, easy, joyful, whatever it is you want, communication, feelings, is energy. And that possibility already exists. There is a you, so to speak, that already is happy, healthy, in love, on fire, loving themselves, flowing with cash, whatever it is that your goal or desire is. So let's take a look at this. We look for what we call juicy energy portals. What does that mean? Energy is expressed many ways. You can see a mandala, right? A pattern, a beautiful pattern, sacred pattern. You could see a flower. You could see a sunset. That's beauty, and that's an expression of energy. Colors are different frequencies of energy. Rays, elements like water or wind or air, earth, and so on, are different frequencies of energies. And patterns are an expression of a very powerful energy. Maybe you do yoga and you do poses. Those poses are designed to optimize the flow of energy and to unclog energies flowing through your body, your meridians, your energy body as well, and your mind, and so on. Bring you peace, bring you expanded consciousness, bring you a better connection to your inner self, and so on. If you listen to chants like Om or Ah or do chakra chants or different work with your energy centers, you're working with energy. You're working with frequencies. You're aligning with the frequency that's optimal for you. So when we look at a challenge, a problem, a situation, or something that we want to create, we look at it as, where are the energies that are aligned with this? Where are the energies that are not? And where are the energies we need to expand to or discover or reconnect to? And the juicy energy portals are the places that are like little doorways, windows that open up and say, here. Here is where you enter the energy field. So for Suzanne or anybody, we would enter the energy field here. Let's look at an energy analysis of this question, the way we would do this in Light Body. Now you can come and get a Light Body session with me and a Light Body adjustment with one of the practitioners. And, or you can just take this energy that we're talking about, okay? Take these concepts, begin to apply them. You want to, if you are looking for your own issues and challenges, write down a question like this and write it with as much expression, emotion, and juicy words as possible. This is the place to not be your enlightened self. This is the place to really let those inner feelings out. Frustration, anger, anxiety, blame, desire, wishes, frustrations, loss. This is what we call the energy portals. These are the places we can see through the current energy state, past the story, right? Past the, you know, my boss hates me, my husband left me. That's the story, right? Whatever is actually happening. And we look to the energy, because the energy is where the flow or the block is. The energy is either being fed and refilled and supported and rejuvenated, or depleted, is disconnected, right? So we look for the energy, even though we're looking at things that are real to ourselves or to our person. So you would write this, and then you would take a look at, where are the windows that we would look at? So how do I find is actually a great question. She's seeking, she's open to an answer. It's also indicating a level of desire. And desire is a low frequency. It is attached to craving, disappointment, okay? And so what we want to do is use it as a stepping point. So the first thing you do is you accept that you have a desire. You accept that you want to find this. You accept that you really want to speak up and express yourself. You want to assert yourself. What does it mean when someone wants to assert themselves? It means they feel like they're powerless. They're not seen. They're not heard. They're not respected. They don't feel like they're really sharing who they are or shining or being respected. And that is a reflection of the energy inside of you or inside of your subject or client, right? The energy from what shows up outside of us is just coming in response to the energy that's within. So this means that this person, Suzanne Watt, has a desire to be seen, to be respected, to feel more powerful, to feel more valued, to feel more whole. And the more that she accepts herself as valuable and whole, the more she respects herself and shifts the energy inside to realign with her true soul signature frequency. That's who she came here to be. And she allows the layers and the fears and the beliefs and the thoughts and the agreements and all the different pieces to come to the surface. And instead of ignoring them or suppressing them, instead of going into survival or going back into the old patterns, to bring them up, invite them up. This is the acceptance process, brings you back to claiming your power. So asking, I want the confidence to speak up, the confidence to express myself, the confidence to assert myself, and I'm looking for an energetic solution. So we see that she's seeking, that she has a desire that's good and bad. We want to unhook from the need for a particular attachment, and we want to hook in to the energy she has under that department saying desire. So now she says it's a lifelong, annoyingly repetitive pattern, problem that she's willing, she's welcoming to know a solution for. So let's look at this part of it. A lifelong pattern is a pattern that you brought with you from a soul level. Okay? And without getting into too much in-depth, a soul blueprint calls forward the past fears, the past blocks, the past traumas, and the patterns that they have embedded in the light body, meaning your physical body, you have a mental and emotional body, and you have many other bodies, and all of them make up your light body. And you have a soul, which you are from source, but you have this individuality that here now in this life, you are who you are, but you also have other lives that you either bring pain and stuckness and agreements that hold you back from, and you also have access to powers and wisdom and knowledge and skills from those other parts of you as well. So when you have a lifelong pattern, it is a soul level pattern. You need to pay attention to it and give it respect because your soul said, let's do this time. Let's bring it up. Let's really dive into it and let's free ourselves from it. And that's how you do it. You accept it. Repetitive. Okay. That's also means there's a lot of attachments. We call them energetic attachments. They might be what we call a karmic knot. They might be an attachment to a particular person. An attachment to, I have to make this much money, have this title, have this job, have this kind of a house before I'm good enough, or I have to have approval from my parents, or I have to have this person say they're sorry, or I have to have, right? Okay, so just all of the things that you consciously or subconsciously have been conditioned to think you have to have, be, or do before you deserve something, right? This is really important. So, an energetic solution goes to the core. We have to free the energy pattern. Otherwise, you could EFT and tap yourself up to a nice high level. That's great. But then what do? Because the pattern's still there. It's still embedded in your psyche. It's still embedded in your mind. It's still a belief. It's still in your cells as a habit because it's been there a long time. And you could get a polarizing situation. So you can see Suzanne is in a polarized situation. We all get there. Our mind decides it wants something new. I want to know how it feels to move beyond this restriction. I want to feel free, easy, joyful, beneficial, communication, flow, connection, right? So the goal, the destination, the state, the lifestyle that she wants, that you want, you need to make sure you describe it. What does confidence mean if you felt it and you felt easy, calm, comfortable, speaking up, expressing yourself, being seen and heard rather than asserting yourself? I understand. I love that she used the word assert, but what we want to do is transform and say, we don't really assert ourselves. We become ourselves. We accept ourselves and then we emit. We naturally radiate that energy, right? So you go deeper into, if this was you asking this, how do I find the confidence to speak up? Okay. Well, you know you want to find something. You know you want confidence. Describe confidence. What would that feel like? What does it mean? How would you feel? How would you stand? Who would you look? What would you be doing? How would your life be different? Give yourself some goal-oriented. You want to see which end of the poles you want to go to. You want to go to the abundant pole where you have more confidence, more calm, more connection to your higher self because it's easy to speak up. When I'm confident, I feel comfortable, easy, grounded, connected, unattached, peaceful. I create sacred space. Okay? Then you want to get more description of what does it feel like now? Now when you're not able to speak up, express yourself, now that you're not finding confidence, you don't feel that, what does it feel like? And get really juicy and descriptive. Okay? I feel enslaved. I feel stuck. I feel frustrated. I feel anxious. I feel regret. I feel anger, whatever it is. Okay? We want to know. We want to see those juicy portals. Remember? These are where you see, oh, there's the most pain, the most concentration of frustration, energy, thoughts, emotion. Everybody's involved in it. There it is right there. Let's dive into that. Because these energies, they're holding information. They're speaking to you. They're holding information to help you find the solution and the doorway to the next level that your soul is calling you to. It knows that if it puts enough challenge, pressure, problem, pain, struggle around lack of confidence, not able to speak up, and inspires you with the desire to be able to communicate freely and joyfully and easily and know your goals and feel aligned. You have both the desire from your heart to feel those things and the stuck energy patterns of the mental and emotional state. That's great. We want to know the two ends of the map. We want to know, where are we going? We're going to joy, ease, clear, connected communication. And where are we coming from? We're coming from enslavement, beliefs, judgments, perspectives, attachments, karmic patterns, soul level goals that are keeping me quiet, unable to believe in myself, express myself, speak up, open the throat chakra, free yourself, reattach the head from the beheadings and the hangings and the throat slittings and the gaggings, whether they were energetic or real. Those are in our energy field. And then redefining confidence lets you have a new template to move towards. Energetically, you need to say, well, what does confidence mean? Because I used to hate the word confidence. It sounded very masculine and very forced. Like, I am confident. I'm going to stand a certain way and hold my hands in a certain way. And I will look into your eyes and I will force my opinions upon you. And I will come into the room and I will own the room. And I will be the success. No, because that isn't the way we're doing things anymore. That's the old paradigm. That's the out of balance patriarchal paradigm. We are moving into a balance, a unity of the two polarities. We have to be in tune with the feminine, the flow, the intuitive, the spirit. We have to come back into the body, the action. We have to blend the two. Light body healing, manifestation in general, is all about a weave. It's a dance, right? You get the energies moving because they're stuck, and then you watch and you feel. You listen, you receive information, messages, feelings or whatever. Then you go in and you do some cleansing, and then you watch and you feel and you move the energy and you direct it. So first we have to know where we're going, like any trip. If you have a map, it doesn't do you any good if you know where you want to go, but you don't know where you are. It doesn't do you any good if you know where you are, but you don't know where you want to go. So you have to have some very juicy, energy, descriptive, consciousness state in stirring up descriptions of where you are now with confidence, speaking up, expressing yourself, and with where you want to feel in that same department, okay? So we analyze and understand and begin to communicate energetically with the words, with the energy behind the words. We would ask this client in a session, of course, more clarifying questions. Like I said, what does confidence feel like to you? What does it feel like now? Why has this change happened? Why do you suddenly want something different? Why, after a life of living this way, is this annoyingly repetitive problem finally you don't want it anymore? And the more information that they share, the more they open up to their own realization of it, their own understanding. They'll begin to see ahas. So ask yourself these questions when you have this a problem. And Suzanne, you do the same thing, okay? Get a little bit more clear and then start to describe more and more and more what it feels like to have easy, joyful, free-flowing, clear, mutually beneficial communication. To feel that state of confidence, however you want to describe it, to me it's being in harmony, it's being in acceptance. To speak up, trusting yourself, knowing you'll always know what to say, knowing that you respect yourself so you know when people do or don't respect you, whether it's time to stay or not. Now, on the way to truly getting to the bottom of this, I could easily work with Suzanne, as an example, in 1, 2, 3, or 3 months of sessions, because this is just the tip of the iceberg showing us a lot of karmic patterns, a lot of beliefs in the mind that need to be rewired and unhooked, a lot of cellular patterns and habits, like beliefs about self, self-image, self-judgment, that are all involved in this. So it's never a simple thing, because the energies that come together to create you, to create your reality, to create the planet, to create anything, are never singular energies. There are multiple, multiple patterns upon patterns that are interacting to come together to create their own unique field. That's why each and every one of us. Now, for Suzanne, her path You could ask this exact same question, but for you, your path is going to be similar because energetically it is, but different because your story is different. Your experiences are different. What you want is different. You may describe it differently. You may have your different age or whatever it is, right? There's a complete difference in every person, which is why it's important to not fall prey to a healing system, like the Western healing system, or one version of energy medicine or something, and think that that is the way that everyone should do it, and that everyone should look like X. Especially now with people awakening, we know now scientifically that our DNA does not dictate our illnesses, it does not dictate our life, it does not dictate anything. Only about 5% or less of DNA is responsible for illnesses. And so all the crap that you've heard and all the science and all the supposed medicine you've heard that says, oh, it's your family DNA, that means you're going to get sick, you're going to get cholesterol, you're going to have a heart attack, you're going to have breast cancer, you're going to have whatever. It's not true. Now, the reason that you see it happen and come that way is because, one, it's become the voice of the experts. So people are believing it, they're buying it, and they're looking at it with fear. Two, if you don't break the patterns of being you and reliving the same attitudes, feelings, states of consciousness, and everything else as your family or as you in the past or your ancestors, then you're just going to recreate the same patterns again, and it isn't going to change. But you have the possibility to change because you are an energy being. You are the creator of your reality. And even if it doesn't feel like it, you have created the current situation. So when you accept what it is and let go of judging it and wishing it was different and hating it and feeling bad for it and unhook all those emotional attachments, all those thoughts and beliefs and mental patterns in your mind about who you are, whether you're good or bad, you've done enough, you haven't, you failed, you've succeeded, you're greater than everybody, you're not as good as anybody, unhook from it all, because there is a state of being that is called your soul signature frequency, that aligns with you with your soul blueprint, which gives you a conscious and connected path. This communication that Suzanne is seeking is not just between her and other people. It's between her and her purpose, her heart, her body. It's between her and her higher self, her I Am presence, her and source, her and the angelic realms, and her and nature, and her dog, and her and her house, and her and her car, and her and every single thing. She is the center of her reality, and so are you. You are your own planet, and your energy field is a combination of past, present, and future, cellular, mental, emotional, and other level programs that all blend into a unique frequency. The frequency you emit right now is your energy signature right now. It is not your optimal energy signature unless you've ascended in some way that I'm not aware of. You will move towards your soul signature frequency, which is your optimal frequency, as you learn to master your mind and not be upset by other people and unplug from other people's feelings, as you learn to ask these kinds of really intelligent and well-put questions like Suzanne has submitted here, as you say, repeat your willingness to let go and shed the old, as you connect to nature and elements and the frequency of certain people and places and you stay away from them, and the frequency of the news and you stay away from it, and the frequency of peaceful music or beautiful chants or beautiful colors. Add the frequencies to your environment so that you can support your transformation. Give yourself the best possible chance. And moving into acceptance is always the state that we seek out. Excuse me. So I would love to know, the way that she says that is an opening. She has literally opened her heart, her mind, and her field, therefore connected with me. And then her question has come forward as the optimal one for me to answer, because there's a willingness there. And when there's willingness, you're close to acceptance. And when you're close to acceptance, you're ready to take your power back. Now, it doesn't mean, oh, suddenly the clouds open up, everything's perfect, the money falls out, your love shows up, the weight changes, you grow 10 inches, you turn into the perfect whatever, whatever. No, it means you drop the conditioned ideas of what you think you have to be, should be, and you start to live in the present moment as you. The energy of ease, joy, flow, connection that she is seeking versus restriction is freeing yourself from restricted conditions, beliefs, thoughts, goals, even the ones around money and success, so that ones that are more aligned with you, that are more joyful and expansive, ones that look different than anything you've seen before, can find you because you are unique. So Suzanne's beautiful and unique seeking question here. She's ready and willing and open and receptive to find, right? To welcome, to move beyond. These are beautiful words. To release restriction and move into ease. To release annoying, frustration, attached, stuck, enslavement, repetitive, right? And move into joy, flow, communication. Right? To release these low energies does not mean to chop them up or chop them off. So you maybe have learned cutting cords as an energy technique, and I'm not in any way commenting on whoever you learned from or any particular technique. I'm telling you that from 30 some years of energy work with myself, traveling, studying with elders, energy teachers, psychics, shamans, doing all kinds of out-of-body experience, spiritual mystery schools, energy work, quantum physics, hypnosis. I've studied frequency and vibration from so many angles because I want the logical, I want the practical understanding. I love the research. I also want the experience. I want the mystical. I want the expansive. I want the subjective. I want the intuitive. And I'll tell you that you are the only one inside of you that can make the change by choosing this. And that you already can have solved this problem, and you can step into a different stream of manifestation, and you can shed this. And it is more common to see yourself and other people not succeed at changing. And that's another pattern we have to release, because the energies have changed. Time has sped up. We've moved up the scale. We're ready to blend into conscious unity. Blending the polarities, accepting masculine and feminine both as equally valuable, equally as powerful, and both having their place. Balancing ourselves to be able to pull from both. Accepting who we are, past, present, future, scars, successes, and everything in between. Because when you're living in self-acceptance, you float in the sea of compassion, forgiveness, harmony, and you transcend everything else. So number one is always acceptance. And for you now at this time, you are supported by the fact that the energies move and shift more quickly. It can be scary, but you can say slow down. Okay, so I'm going to share with you very quickly just a few more in depth of some of the things that we just discussed. So this gives you an idea of what energy medicine, vibration medicine, spiritual medicine, all forms of frequency, vibrational healing, and that can include sound, chants, music, sound healing, right? It can include crystals because they hold different frequencies and vibrations and they're conscious and you can actually use them for tools. It's not just because they're groovy. Can use sage and smudge like sweetgrass and white sage and copal, because that is part of nature and the frequencies of those are cleansing. They're sacred. They carry dreams. They carry wishes. They carry connection, clear connection. What else? Colors. And of course, commands, things that you say, beliefs. These are all frequency patterns. The more you spend your time feeling and thinking at a high level. So we're looking at this question to see the polarization as well. Where do we begin movement, right? Where are we going? Where are we coming from? How do we start moving the energy? We start rebalancing. We start opening up. We start seeing where are the deepest blocks? Where are the places that we want to dive in deeper and really bring that energy up and accept it? Because going through it means there's a door on the other side. So here are the things then, light body healing, that we would go into energetic issues. We would say initially, okay, we're looking at overriding patterns of confidence, self-expression, self-denial, being stuck, and desire, which is a repetitive state or pattern. Here's what we do. Stabilize the energy field. Restore flow and movement. Unhook the attachments, okay? So that would be, there's some fears in there of being seen or heard, being ridiculed, being criticized. The fear when you don't speak up, when you can't find the confidence to speak up, there's some agreement or pattern that says it's not safe to do that, right? So we unhook those patterns, those agreements. They might be mental thoughts. They might be past life agreements you don't remember. They might be emotional blocks that you know or don't know about. Then we transmute the energy, cleanse it, heal it, activate it back to optimal, and empower it. So we're looking at the ideas of confidence, asserting and expressing self. So the things that we look at and that you want to look at, Suzanne, and anybody else with this, is transforming your inner self-image. You could go into describing your current self-image and describing the self-image that you would like. And this or something better must always be a part of that. Unhooking, like I said, detaching. If you feel stuck, if you have a repetitive pattern, it means there is an energetic attachment. It could feel like you're tied down, your hands are tied, or your ankles are shackled, or you're pinned down under a rock, or you're locked into a dungeon, or you're stuck in a relationship, or you have some kind of obligation that you've agreed and you have to be the slave and you can never have what you want. Okay. There's all kinds of forms of energetic attachments. And that's the primary thing that you're going to look for and run into. We don't go, oh my gosh, I can't believe I still have an attachment to what my dad thinks of me. What a loser I am. I should know how to fix this by now. I thought I'd worked on it. That's a useless, non-accepting, blaming and complaining, even if it's about yourself, energy. So that doesn't bring us healing. That doesn't bring us transformation. That recreates the same crap. Okay. However, if we're like, oh wow, I am so ready to unhook from that people pleasing me, that part that was desperately seeking validation, wanting to be good enough, analyzing what people said, the part of me that's afraid to speak because I might be criticized or burned at the stake, right? Whatever the current thing is, this is a huge fear within people. So unhooking from old patterns is a very deep, profound process, and it can happen instantly. It happens in every session that we do, and it's different degrees. Everybody changes and transforms in different ways because other things become clear, things are reconnected, and so forth. You want to look at personal, energetic, karmic, all levels of that. Again, remembering that you're weaving from lack of acceptance and fear, whatever the state is, to calm, to trust, to acceptance, to connection, to peace. The other really strong desire within this particular person's request is stimulating communication, the ability to speak up, to express yourself, to connect to purpose, to trust, and to flow. So we would do different things like connecting the heart and the eye through the Atlantean wand and doing infusions of different chakras or of love or of clarity. You want to redirect the energy attention to trust and acceptance from fear and victimhood. So this is where you have the two ends of the polar scale. When we become aware that we no longer can live the life we're living, we can't do that job anymore, we can't be in that relationship, we can't not speak up anymore, we can't keep putting ourselves down, we can't whatever. It means you've grown. It means you've changed. It means you've shed something. And the exciting thing is now you get to redirect your energy to a new way of living and being and making sure you don't slide back into the old way. So if you become familiar with writing down, what is that part of you that feels restricted, that is restricting you? What does that part of you say? What does it make you feel? What does it think? What does it believe? And so when you redirect your energy to say, well, what would it like to be trust myself and just open my voice and see what came out in the moment, to accept that I'm good enough and I have a reason, and that anybody that's come to hear me speak, they're going to want to hear it, right? There's some slave archetypes because the lifelong problem, a lifelong problem indicates a deeper karmic issue. Most all of ours come from here. It could be multiple layers of it. It could be reflected in many issues and patterns within the family or jobs or friendships, failures, betrayals, and financial ups and downs. These will all be reflecting these deep lifelong patterns. There's some victimhood in here, right? I'm stuck. I can't get out. I'm stuck. I can't get out. And again, this is where we unhook the attachments. All of our goals are to raise the state. That means go from guilt or shame, fear, desire, anger, to willingness, to acceptance, to joy, to bliss. Now, cleansing is something we do a lot. You can cleanse with your breath. Feeling it, drawing it up through your body. Feel like you're squeezing a tube of toothpaste. I'm squeezing out all of the things that block my confidence and self-expression. Feel them coming all the way to the tippy top of your head. Hold it as long as you can and release it. And feel it like it goes up like a fountain of energy and it's transformed back to pure love, pure power energy, and then rains down over you. And not only have you now released that attachment, you're reclaiming the power from it. Comes with the skills and the wisdom as well. We do a lot of light weaving. That is moving your hands and your intention in an infinity weave symbol in all different ways. You can literally feel like, oh my gosh, my solar plexus is just, I'm so full of fear. I can't own my power. I can't speak up. My throat is closing and my stomach is full of fear. I feel like I'm going to throw up and my heart is clogged. Well, you can start taking your hand and energetically digging into each of those centers and feel like you're scooping out the attachments, the heaviness, the fear, and you're pulling it out. And as you pull it out, you weave out away from you. In a figure eight, at the other end of the figure eight, you open your hand and you instruct the energy you've pulled out to be released into the light. You scoop up a new hand of light, pure light, and as you're bringing it in to the heart or the solar plexus or the throat, you're flushing fresh light energy in. You know it's conscious. You know it's going where it needs to go. And then in you go behind it, scooping up the energy. Weave it in and out, in and out. You can do that anywhere. In this one in particular, you would work with certain energy centers. The throat because of the expression desire. The heart and the third eye because they have to be connected for you to be in your abundance, to be in your power. And when you connect the two of those through the throat, right? You are now activating your vision, your higher self into your heart. And that's what's going to freely express through you. And this is a key because many people don't want to express from fear, desperation, or ego and have past life or this life, or just fears of expressing and being cut off and maybe not saying the right thing or, being afraid of forcing your will on other people. And so learning to speak up and truly express who you are without making other people wrong, without forcing yourself on other people is a very powerful thing to learn. And as you free and dive into the fear, you dive into these energies that seem painful and horrible and victim-y, you dive in there and you go through it like a journey. And you say, hey, I know you're here and I know you've got information for me and I know you're strong and I know I put you in charge and I want you to show me what's here. And now I want you to come with me because we're going to give you a new job. We're going to cleanse this away. You've done an excellent job. You're graduating. And then we dissolve and we unhook and we untie anything that feels like it's attached to you. Just do any of the whatever feels most appropriate. Right? And then you start to bring in light or willingness. Just bring in willingness or acceptance. Just bring in harmony. Just transcend it. Don't worry about figuring it all out in your head. Energy healing is so powerful because we don't try to figure out the story. We let the energy tell us the true story, or we just let the energy rearrange, release, flush, cleanse, clear, heal, realign, and reconstruct. So then you really ask the new energies that you're making room for because you're unclogging and you're getting movement and you're focusing on ease and joy and the things you want. Remember the goal, the two locations, You flush the energies in. Just keep asking for the most optimal energies to come through you, to keep flushing out through your feet chakras all the stuff you're releasing you don't need. You don't need to know it all. If you need to know it all, be ready and willing and open to receive it. If you feel emotion coming up with this, it's okay. It's been stuck there a long time. Let it move through you, but don't attach to it. Don't hold on to it. Don't spend a year there. Let it move through you with ease and grace, allowing yourself to really feel it, and then weave it away, cleanse it away, bring more energies in. Do some form of movement energetically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, because that is where the energy is. You're looking to create a safe state where for you, you can rewire these new feelings of joy and ease and clear communication and beliefs and thoughts that empower you and open your throat, and you can keep it connected and open more and more to your inner eye, to your wisdom, to higher and higher wisdom, to more and more of the subtle realms. Now, ultimately, whether this would be one session or four sessions or 3 months of sessions, you want to, when the time is right, begin to work with the root chakra to bring the connection, the reconnection, the rejuvenation, the cleansing, and the new trust and the acceptance and the ease and the joy. You want to start to bring that down into the root so it feels safe, it's willing to open up, it's willing to receive and manifest in the physical. You want to manifest in the physical confidence, a state of confidence, experiences where you speak up and express yourself, experiences where you can ask for more money, experiences where you have joy and ease communicating clearly and freely. Then you need to take all the energy work and begin to channel it into seeing yourself. So for Suzanne, you would go back now, put yourself in a situation where you wouldn't have spoken up, you wouldn't have felt confidence, you would have felt restricted. And see, once you've done the energy clearing, right, and you've reconnected yourself to where you want to go, get as close as you can to your destination. You might only get halfway. Don't worry about, oh, I didn't get all the way to joy and ease. I only got to willingness. That's okay. That's a massive shift. Tomorrow you might be back down in restriction, frustration, and fear, but that's okay. Because now you move the energy again. Now you know what it feels like to be a little bit free, and you know that your old patterns are supposed to keep you there, and that you're going to go through a period of chaos. You're going to go through a period where the energy patterns keep trying to remind you of the negative feelings, and you keep saying, thank you, no more. I look here, and you turn around and you face where you're going. You face the polarization. So you take the thoughts. So often, usually, The first indication that we're ready for something new. Okay, I'm no longer willing to live this lifelong pattern of lack of confidence and speaking up. I am ready and only ready right now to move to a different state, right? Move to a different state of consciousness, state of energy, where I can easily feel free to connect, to flow with my truth, to express myself. This is a place where when you develop the feeling of it, you'll start to marry the feeling with the thoughts. But you may start and spend much of your manifestation initially, or your desire for healing, or however you frame it, wishing you were there. Focus on why am I not there? Why can't I be there? And I'm tired of this, and it's exhausting, and there's no way out. And even when I try, I get there, but then I go back again, okay? That is how these patterns that are there stay there, and you keep recreating the repetitive pattern. You have to keep going back, just like take a shower every day, cleanse your energy every day. Realign it to your truth every day. However far you get, you may soar past joy up into bliss and spend a day enlightened, and then you might come back down and be in guilt for a while. Then you might go up and work in courage for a while, then go into anger. Then you might be, oh my gosh, I'm in acceptance and compassion. This is so much fun. And then you go down into a little bit of fear, and then you come back up and you're bouncing along with joy and bliss. This is how you master the scale of energy, of consciousness, of dimensions, of creating, of reality. Okay, give yourself a friggin' break. We've all been taught to be ridiculously hard on ourselves, to constantly be judging that we're not good enough. Why didn't it work? Will it work? We prevent ourselves, we block ourselves, and we attach ourselves to the way things have been. So the true thing here is the readiness and the willingness of Suzanne and you to free yourself from a lifelong pattern, free yourself from blocking your expression, because you came here to express. You came here to share with us the beauty of who you are. But you can't do it when you're polarized. What happens when you're polarized? It's almost like you're frozen. You're paralyzed. You're paralyzed between the poles. You want one desire, maybe you have it the other way around. Maybe you can feel emotionally, I want peace. I cannot take pain anymore. But mentally, you couldn't even begin to imagine, well, I don't know what it is I want. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know where I'd go. I don't know what my life would look like. So you can't form a mental image. You can't think thoughts that are like, I want this. But you can feel in your emotional body, I want to remember that. When I was in love, or when I was little and playful and I enjoyed myself and I paid no attention to anyone else. I didn't have that self-consciousness of constantly judging myself, or I feel drawn to being something bigger or something different. That means now you're polarized, but you are in, right? You're being called towards that emotion. So you are feeling it, but your thoughts cannot match your feelings. And what we want to do is move the energy, stabilize, restore flow and movement, unhook from unhealthy beliefs, attachments, and energy, cleanse and transmute the energies back to flow in the most positive for you, and empower by activating you back to that optimal and aligning you with a way of feeling and sensing and beginning to weave the two poles together, how you think and how you feel and how you think and how you feel and how you think and how you feel. So a few more things to help you putting together your energy healing is, it doesn't matter what the case is about. You could come because your knee hurt, or you're exhausted and overworked and worked and overwhelmed, or you have some kind of family illness, or you're so emotionally scarred from abuse or someone dying or some form of trauma. You've lost all your money. You may be confused, stressed, frustrated, feel spiritual, whatever it is. It doesn't matter for you. It doesn't matter for me. I mean, it does matter. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we don't care. What I want you to do is understand you don't have to figure the story out, because most people are stuck in the story. I want to be confident. Why can't I be confident? Well, that person said this to me. Well, what if I go out? Well, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to do it. But what if this happens? And up and down and back and forth. It's an energy pattern. You just drop out of the story and say it's either connected and communicating in my optimal flow or it's not. You're going to remember who you are, rewire yourself back to nourishing, positive, empowering energies, beliefs, patterns, knowledge of who you are. You're going to renew your bodies and your mind and renew the connection to the truth of who you are and renew the passion in your heart. You're going to recycle the energies that have been stuck holding you back and cleanse so you can activate the optimal and move into energy patterns that flow. You got to get the movement going, reconnect, disconnect like we talked about, cleanse the field of attachments. We're really big on cleansing sticky and heavy energies. Sometimes an entire session can be, where do you feel this? I feel it like a giant sticky black blob in my solar plexus. Well, hey, if that's where we're going, and we dive in and we go on a journey into that black blob, because that black blob is energy. It's an energy pattern. It's unique to that person. It's unique to the situation, and it's the thing on the surface screaming the loudest, right? It's wanting the attention. Just take what you are throwing up, what hurdle, what block, what issue, what desire, what is coming up first. Don't say, I have to do this first because I took this class and I have to finish those four books and I have to finish doing this before I can do that. No. Now you're not in alignment with your flow. You're not even remotely connected to your soul signature frequency or your purpose. You want to let go of all the conditions of what you thought you needed and start over. Start over by listening inside. Start over by saying, what would be the optimal next step for me at this time? Weave the energies open, reconnect. So when you come back into alignment with the truth, you're at a higher frequency. You have transcended a lot of the fears. So that's why I say, don't try to figure the story out. Use it as a clue. It's a detective novel. It's a codex. It's giving you clues. But then you go under it to the energy patterns. and you find the stagnant energies and you talk to it and you release the poisons and you untangle the knots and you unclog the clogs and you soften the hardened arteries of energy flow and energy centers and things that prevent flow and attachments to people, places, things, open connections, closed connections and communications. And as we do these things, all kinds of stuff will come up. So remember, when you do energy healing, energy medicine, vibrational medicine, inner work, this is working multidimensionally. You might be working with your body and relieving the pain and swelling, but while you're doing that, it might trigger and relieve or bring up a belief about yourself, an emotion stuck somewhere else. And in the process, those get released and something underneath it comes forward. Now you have a new way of being. So again, let's look at this really quickly. Find the confidence to speak up, express, and assert yourself. Go in and define these further so you get a really strong polarity. What does it feel like when I have this confidence and I'm speaking up and expressing myself and I'm seen and respected? And what does it feel like now? And what did it feel like the worst it ever felt? If that's not how it feels now. Declare that you're ready and willing and open and receptive to an energetic solution. That you're ready to release and shed the lifelong patterns, the repeated patterns, right? That you are open and receptive and full of love to know the feeling of moving beyond. What does that mean? That means rising up the scale, moving to acceptance, releasing, transcending, forgiving, coming into harmony. All right. And the restriction, that's going to be on one end of the scale. I feel restricted. I want to feel what? What's on the other end of the scale? And then the experience you want versus the experience you're having. So the experience you want is easy, joyful, free-flowing, clear communication with myself, with my body, with money, with others, with source, with whatever. And what is it now? It's obviously not easy and joyful and mutually beneficial. So there's some victim things there, right? Now, once you've got those clear and you can see them, you go to acceptance. From acceptance, you say, I'm going to unhook this. I'm going to weave it. I'm going to reconnect to parts of me that feel stuck. I'm going to take the energy out. I'm going to flush energy through it. I'm going to ask to be realigned to my soul signature frequency. I'm going to ask to activate my light body at optimal speed for my time, for me at this time. And I'm going to trust that my command is the creation power of my reality. You have created everything in your life, including the fact that you are here in a body, which is spectacular, impressive, and amazing. So please send me more of your questions. I would love to go deeper in how to use energetic solutions. Now, this gave you lots to play with and lots to do. If you're interested in a one-on-one session with me or one of our practitioners, if you're interested in learning how to do this, lightbodyschool.com, lightbodyschool.com/crystallake is our retreat in July once a year in the biggest crystal vortex. So we learn all of this stuff hands on and we work with crystals and do other really cool stuff. or just reach out, nanakasha.com, reach out to me on Facebook. Let me know how I can serve you, how I can help you. Even if your question is just one that I take to answer here, I don't have to use your name, and it helps me know what you need. It helps everyone listening because we are all in this together. We are one. I am another you. You are another me. The reality is we are singular. We have our own goals. We have our own likes. We have our own experiences, strengths, weaknesses, and we are all one. That means you have access to everything you could possibly need. So the next minute that a lack thought comes up, say, no, I'm easy, joyful, free-flowing gal. I know that I can weave myself back up to acceptance and find that place of trust and calm and connection. And I don't need to know all the answers. I just need to trust, be ready, willing, and open and receptive to realign to my soul signature frequency, the optimal rate and state for me at this time. Let's take a deep breath in together. Feel that intention moving through your cells and your blood and your mind and your emotions and down and out and within. 3, 2, 1, blow it out with power. And so it is. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful and blessed day. And let me know how this helped you, how I can serve you. Go out and be a blessing to the world. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is Nan Akasha with Bliss Life Podcast. You can find the podcast on iTunes. There's many, many seasons. Just go to iTunes.com and look for Bliss Life, all one word. You can also go to my Facebook page. I post a lot of them there. And you can go to nanakasha.com and get on the mailing list. And we'll let you know when one of these comes out, when I have other free and cool things. And our emails every day are also full of solutions and simple tools. Recently, we sent out a chant that literally aligns your frequency to the frequency of abundance. That's kind of a nice thing to have. We sent out a sacred symbol to meditate on that opens doors and unblocks things while you listen to the chant, so it amplifies that. We're going to be talking more about crystals and all the different forms of frequency, color, music, tone, because all forms have a powerful impact on our light body, on our life, on the quality of our life. And we want to be the masters of our emotion and our energy field, choosing, healing, manifesting, releasing joyfully every day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a beautiful and blessed day.